Did Jesus come to bring peace? He did say, "Blessed are the peacemakers." The prophet Isaiah said he would be called the Prince of Peace. "Peace I leave with you, peace I give you, peace be still," are all words Jesus spoke. On the night of his birth, the angels proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Ephesians 2:14 says, "For he himself is our peace." Yes, Jesus came to bring peace. Jesus made a way for mankind to be made right with God. Without Jesus, we are enemies of God, Romans 5:10. The sin that separated us was atoned for, paid for, and made right on the cross. The cross alone made the way for peace with God. Colossians 1:19. "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." I am so thankful for the cross. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection changed everything. Only Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, could take away the sins of the world. Peace with God through faith in Jesus is now for all who will believe. See John 3:16. Jesus did come to bring peace, but look around. Are we at peace? Watch the news tonight and then tell me if our world is at peace. Bring up politics, religion, or the injustices of the world in a crowded room and let me know how peaceful that discussion goes. It seems there is more division than peace. Well, Jesus brings that too. Matthew 10:34. "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." Wait a minute. That's not my Jesus. Friend, if the Jesus someone has been selling you doesn't include this truth, you need a new truth dealer. Better yet, seek and know for yourself. So what does Jesus mean here? He's bringing a sword. Households are divided. To follow him, you got to carry your cross, and to find your life, you must lose it? That's not very Zen. In this chapter, Jesus is sending out the 12 apostles. It's about to get real. They will be sheep among wolves. They will be teaching, healing, and persecutions are coming. He is preparing them for the immediate task at hand, as well as the future challenges ahead. One big challenge they would face and we face today is the cost of following Jesus. Choosing to follow Jesus then and now requires total surrender. Following Jesus means his way over yours. Following Jesus means he is ruler of your life. Following Jesus means dying to your way and following his. That kind of surrender to Jesus brings division. That kind of surrender to Jesus in certain parts of the world brings death. That's what Jesus was preparing his followers for. What does it mean for us today? If following Jesus hasn't cost you anything, then the life you're living may very well be lost. That's the truth. Following Jesus will cost you, but it'll never compare to the price he paid for you. I'm Lori Klein.